Welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, I'm your host for these daily challenges. And today's Thursday. So today's the day we take the topic we've been looking at all week and we try to put it into practice. We've been looking at the idea of salt this week. First of all, how it can bring some peace to chaotic roads in the winter. And how when Jesus told his followers they were to be the salt of the earth, he was telling them not just to spice things up, but to be a preservative in a decaying society around them. Well, today we're finally going to look at the scale of Jesus' plan. When he told his followers to be the salt of the earth, did he just have something small in mind, very local, or was it something bigger? And of course, Jesus said he wanted his followers to be the salt of the earth. It's important for us to remember that because at times we can try to reduce Jesus' teachings down to very small little parts of our lives. But Jesus has a plan for all of the universe, all of creation. He has a plan for the whole earth. He has a plan for the whole of our communities, our homes, and our lives. That means that wherever you see decay around you, Jesus' words to be the salt of the earth mean we can have an influence that prevents the decay and rot of the world around us and helps everyone, us included, be ready for God's kingdom when it comes in its fullness. Now, like I said yesterday, that doesn't mean we're here to be the police of the earth, to point out whenever anybody makes a mistake, does something we don't like, or does something wrong. But rather, we're here to be alongside the world, like salt alongside meat. We're here to be alongside the world in a way that influences it and changes it. Just like a little bit of salt can change the entire piece of meat that it's meant to preserve. So as you go about your day, I want you to look for where you see decay happening in our world, where you see the world around you not lining up with the kinds of values that Jesus taught in the Beatitudes, where there's opportunity for peacemaking, where people are mourning, where there's poverty. Go through that list of Beatitudes that we've looked at for the last 9 weeks and watch today for ways that our world doesn't line up with that. That may be Jesus reminding you that you're there to be salt, that there's a reason you're there as part of that person's life. You're there to be an influence for God's kingdom. One author who I follow told a story like this. He spoke of his daughter's friend who was in an abusive relationship. And that daughter was always trying to get her friend to break up with the guy. One day, the boyfriend figured this out and ended up in a physical fight with both of these women. And he slammed my friend's daughter against the wall and ended her hockey career and chances at a scholarship. It was a devastating moment in this family's life. And the author said this. He said, "I was hopping mad and I went to look for him. I asked my daughter, 'Where does this kid live?' And she said she wasn't going to tell me. And so finally, I came home from looking for him and figured I wasn't going to find him and walked up to her room where my daughter and my wife were there. And with tears of anger, I sat on her bed and she said, 'Dad, come here. You and Mom have been teaching me about being a peacemaker our whole lives. Do you think that always works out for people?' And then he says they all just lost it together. It's a moving and challenging story because there was a woman who was actively trying to follow Jesus who'd been taught to do that by her parents, probably since she was a little girl. When there was decay and violence in her world around her, she knew she was there for a reason, to be salt. Not to change the world completely, not to police the world, but to be an influence in this world that looks an awful lot like God's kingdom, like what Jesus has been describing in these Beatitudes and will be describing in the Sermon on the Mount as we look at it for the next few weeks. So today your assignment is simply to look for decay around you, to look for places where our world doesn't look like the Beatitudes that we've been looking at for the last 9 weeks. Then be salt, whatever that's going to look like. Whatever preventing a little more chaos looks like in your world, try to be that influence. It's going to be a challenge, and that's why we'll come back to together tomorrow, and we'll take some time to reflect and pray about what it means to be salt in this world. I'll see you tomorrow.